broadcasting live from the Fort Recovery Radio Studios at downtown historic Fort Recovery, Ohio, right next to Tin Man's. It's time for some sports talk with Bubba and B. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely. Sports Talk with Bubba and B.
The staff at Tin Man's is happy to announce Fins at Tins. All through the month of August, Tin Man's will be having Fins at Tins. Tin Man's has received a special delivery of kegs of Landshark, and they'll be selling 16-ounce glasses of Landshark all month for only $1. And on Tuesdays, we have Wing and Draft Night, where they're only 75 cents. Don't miss Fins at Tins during the month of August. Again, 16-ounce glasses of Landshark for only a buck all month long. That's Tin Man's from downtown historic Fort Recovery.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Tonight, Bubba is off the air. He's out. I got the main man, Dave Kopp, going to help me out tonight.
Good to be here, Big Feezer.
Yes, sir, Davey.
Wait, what's old Bobby doing now?
Bobby's at the casino making a lot of money, he said.
Good thinking. I can see how you can mix that up.
Yeah, I can see where he would... Let's see, Sports Talk or casino?
Let's see, did he call his little buddy before he made his decision, or did he call him after he made his decision?
Yeah, he just called me a little bit ago. He said, I forgot all about it.
It's better for him to ask for permission than, or ask for, what's it called? It's better to ask for
forgiveness
than it is permission. That's exactly right. Thank you, Spencer.
Sorry about that, V. Oh, wow.
Hey, no, how you going to make her tonight?
No problem.
Call somebody. You're on your end. See you later.
No problem. So we're supposed to have our volleyball coach coming in, but Bob was in charge of that, too, so, you know, could be 50-50, Calvin.
We thought we had that lined up. But
pretty good chance she's down at the other radio station in town. There can't be too many other choices.
I wouldn't think so.
Probably not. So, I guess we'll talk about whatever we want to talk about for a while, and maybe she's delayed.
If she pops in, that'd be perfect.
Because there's a lot of things to talk about. The Buckeyes. The football Indians. There's a lot of football stuff.
I went out and watched
on.
Practice tonight a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah.
How are they looking?
You know, we got a lot of kids.
We do got a lot.
And I know I read there that it's not the all-time high of kids, but, man, that
it's
just like
it,
a lot of helmets.
Yeah.
It really does.
I think we had, what was it? Last week, Brent said we got 49, and I think his high ever was like 54.
Oh, there's a lot of helmets, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Kids are buying into
it.
I
good.
Like it.
Every pass that was thrown tonight was caught.
Did you happen to go up to scrimmage last week?
I did not go to the scrimmage last week and meet the team. I did not. I went with you. Last time I saw us play was at Indian Lake.
Indian Lake. Which I thought we looked good up at Indian Lake.
Yeah, I didn't get to the Indian Lake one, but the one last week, I thought we looked really, really good against a really bad team.
That's I heard that team looked
kind of what
good.
I heard.
They Although were when our reserve defense went in, their offense looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to be a big test here, I think, with Sydney Lehman.
Yeah. That's always a playoff team.
But those guys, I mean, they've been pretty solid here as of late.
Absolutely. I think his schedule is perfect. I mean, if we can pull two wins out right away.
Oh, that'd be huge.
Them guys, those two teams, I guarantee you, Sydney Lehman and Fort Laramie will get us some points.
Oh, there's no question. And are they both in the same league? I'm trying to think here.
You know, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Lehman's.
Shelby County League?
Well, Shelby County League only has Fort Laramie and. Shelby County only has Fort Laramie and Anna playing football.
Football, yeah.
And Anna's in our league. Fort Laramie's.
I think they're all.
I think they might be. Are
they
in
kept
the CCC?
Talking about.
I don't know what they
together,
are.
Putting the league together.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't think they ever did.
I don't know either.
I hope they. Well, if we're able to beat both of them, I hope they don't play each other because one of them will beat the other one, and because
yeah,
I think they're both
sure
going to be pretty.
I bet
each
they play
other.
Each other. They might.
They surely do because they're not very far apart.
Yeah, I bet they do.
I would think so too.
That could be like a backdoor rivalry almost. They're only what.
Yeah, they're not far away.
15 minutes. Yeah. It's
not far away.
Because Lehman's on the north end of Sydney, and, you know, there's nothing in between there except 29 and 705. So
I don't know the first thing about them, other than what I saw the other night. I read on there, you know, gosh dang it, I think it is the Shelby County League. Cause
it might be.
But I was looking at them, and they had I think they were 6-5, so they make it to one.
6-5.
Something tells me that was right.
I think so. I believe that's right.
But anyhow, be an exciting game.
Friday yep. night?
Friday night at home, right?
So
you're going to make your debut at the announcers.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
I don't know a lot about football.
You'll be awesome.
Well, all you have to do is say who made the tackle and who had the carry.
As long as the guy tells me who it is, I can say it.
Yep.
Yeah, but when you're on the radio, they don't know who tackled it or not.
That's true.
So you can make up whoever it is.
Yeah, well, except he's not going to be on the radio. He's going to be at the stadium.
Well, that's right. You're the big boy. That's bad.
People
are going to call out the right names. Mom and dad's going to be in a ring.
Where the hell are you at? Where are you going to be?
I took
throwing
off.
Stuff at you.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's. I did that for the Cougars, and it's a lot of fun, but you need a great spotter. I had Eric Krieg helping me, and it was. All I did was say whatever he said, because I know nothing about football.
Well, and, that'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to
that. You got Bubba helping you, so it should be just fine. You just need to find the right
job. If he shows up.
Yeah.
Be at you're 50-50 on that one.
He might be at the casino, Hey, I'm still down here.
I'm still winning.
Trying to get my money back.
That's it. Well, the Buckeyes, Feaser, number one.
Unanimous.
A little bit. 61.
That's the first time that's ever happened?
First time that's ever happened.
Yep, that's unbelievable. There's usually somebody that's a hater or a doubter on who it is. But
you would think so.
You have to say that with probably three of the best quarterbacks vying for the spot and one of them bowing out, and you got the one that led them to the
national championship,
to the season, and the one that won all the last three games. How do you say either one of those can't do it again?
I tell you what, those guys that are missing that first game, there's some pretty good players there.
Oh, I know.
Marshall and
Thomas.
Joey Boza, I think.
Boza. I mean, we're going to be, that first game scares me. You never know what's
going to happen. Going to Virginia Tech.
Yep.
You never know.
Missing your number one defensive guy, maybe your best receiver.
Yeah.
Yep. And if I remember correctly, last year they gave us a little trouble.
Yeah, we had a little problem with them.
Of course, that was Barrett's first game.
Yeah,
so you had no idea. I mean, it was just all of a sudden he's the starting quarterback.
Threw him right in the old pickle there.
Yeah, real fast. But he did well after that. But that one was trial by fire, and he didn't do that great.
He didn't happen to Sunday. I started watching ESPN, college ESPN.
All the Buckeye games?
Had every game on.
Yeah.
The whole season. Well, I just got mesmerized. I sat there and watched. It's amazing how many close games we had.
Penn State.
Oh, yeah.
That
unbelievable.
We had some.
Is that the one we had on the brick street up
it
here?
It was. Yeah.
Yep,
yeah, it was up here.
It was. And it's, for some reason, I didn't know it went into overtime.
Actually, I think I left here and fell asleep right when it went into overtime.
Is that
right?
I had
no idea.
17-17. Then we scored all kinds of points.
Yep.
That was crazy. But
I tell you what, though. I watched. Barrett was really good.
He was awesome.
I mean, you watch some of them games. He had some unbelievable games.
It's amazing. You know, we thought Braxton Miller was.
Oh, I thought season was over. I mean, when he got hurt, I thought, oh no, we're done.
I was hoping, and I think we will see him quarterback somewhere along the line. Maybe not, but. Yeah. Jeez, that kid was unbelievable. He was the offensive player of the year back-to-back years
in Big Ten,
and now all of a sudden, he don't even want to play quarterback anymore.
he can't get on our roster.
That's
crazy.
He doesn't want to fight for it, and that's okay. If he, I don't know if he's taking the chicken way out or the gracious way out, but he's doing what I think is a good thing. And in my head, I can see him going back there several plays, and you know, even if it's just as a sort of running back with a direct snap, standing beside whichever guy.
And the Wildcat?
Yeah. Doing something crazy like that.
He'll throw it.
Yeah. If they get a direct snap to him, you know,
Urban Meyer will have more neat plays going on with them three guys.
I mean, that stuff's all rolling through my head. Meyer probably won't do that. But
he will.
All
be
that
amazed.
Stuff you're just thinking, defense going to think when there's two quarterbacks in the backfield?
I would not be surprised if at one point in time, all three of them are on the field at the same time.
Oh, and that, I'd just take the defensive buck guy and just throw it in the ground.
Yeah, you're stepping on it.
What am I supposed to do?
That's it.
Wow.
You can't do that. And didn't they recruit for 2000 and I don't know if it's 2016 or the 2000. I think it's the 2016 senior for the 2017 year. the number one rated quarterback in the nation.
Oh, it could be. I mean, I think I did read something about that.
Another just freak phenomenal quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's just crazy. But that's all cool. It's all cool if you're a Buckeye fan. There was little article today I saw where a 10-year-old boy had a surgery at Michigan. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he had a he went up to the medical children's medical in Ann Arbor, and he is a huge Buckeye fan, and they recommended him to go up there. And the last thing he told the doctor was, he said, "Now you're not going to change my heart, so I wake up as a Wolverine fan, are you?" He said, "I'm going to do my best, but as long as it's ticking." Anyhow, he had his they had him dressed up in Ohio State stuff when he woke up, so he was all fired up, and everything went well for him. But that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Let's take a break real quick here, and we'll get ourselves kind of sorted out. And we'll
pay some bills?
Yeah, we'll be back in just a minute.
We're back here in historic Fort Recovery with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee and Cappy sitting in for Bubba. We're talking a little sports. We were, we thought we were going to talk to our head coach, Chelsea Rogers, but she ain't showed up yet. She might be at the casino with Bubba.
Yeah, we don't.
Probably.
Bubba was lining that up, and we might not have got contacts done there, so we're not sure exactly how that
sure what happened.
All went, but we're.
Well, we can talk volleyball a little bit.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Actually, I think I've seen him play about 3 or 4 times last year. We're pretty good. I think we should be decent. Wow. We've got 3 seniors back.
It's a big Seifrin girl.
Seifrin girl is going to be the real deal, I think.
Yeah, she was all MAC last year, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's all MAC. She's going to be the real deal.
The thing in the paper there said something about where she's going to school, and she's apparently
High Dominican, I think. Like so.
Had a really good summer.
Good summer.
So, let's see. We got the Judy girl.
Kirsten Judy.
Yeah.
She's going to be a setter, I think. Setter, hitter. And Morgan Leonards.
Ooh, Morgan got hurt.
And I heard she got hurt.
Yeah, somebody told me. What did she do?
I was going to ask her that. I don't know. I thought something that was bad.
Oh, that's not a good one?
I don't think. I'm not sure. Is it possible maybe?
Maybe somebody out there can text us. What's your number, Fazer? Mine's 419-234-2976.
And mine is 419-852-3599. Give us a text if you know.
Yeah, if somebody knows what the seriousness
of
that is
on actual Morgan Leonard.
I didn't think it was a season ender.
You didn't think it was an ender?
For some reason, I didn't think so. I thought she just kind of...
I don't remember who told me.
Well, I sure hope it isn't, because we don't need any kids
hurt. Maybe an Achilles or something.
Especially their senior year. We don't want... Don't want that happening.
And we got some younger girls. We got some freshmen that are maybe going to play. We got some sophomores that are going to play.
There's a Rammel girl.
There's a Rammel girl.
Cassidy
there's a.
Rammel?
There's a.
They're not Cassidy.
No, it'd be. I can't remember her first name.
Pull the old paper out there, Fraser. What we got?
Can I want me to hold it over here so you can read it?
Big Al's daughter.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She's a junior this year, right?
Yeah.
Big Al's daughter.
We have some height. We have some quickness.
We got the winning girl. She's another junior.
Ooh, Abby. Yeah. Man, can she jump? She's a good hop. She got some good hops.
And we got that sophomore class pretty good, I think. That's Buppy's daughter.
Oh, yeah. Alexis. Yeah.
And
Alexis Bupp.
Grover girl was
good
last year.
She'll play some in the back. Yeah, the Grover girl will play some in the back, no doubt.
Kenny and Judy's girl.
I think the Grover Gracie girl played quite a bit last year, didn't she?
Yeah, actually,
she came in quite a bit from what I was hearing.
I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah, and she's not very big, but, man, she must get all
another
over
junior's
the place.
That Jerry Metzger's girl, Audrey.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yep.
And Madison Rammel. Madison.
Yep.
That's Kurt's.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Kurt.
Yep. Diane's. Yeah. So
she's getting a little action.
So Diana's been showing her a few tricks with the.
And a college girl? Is there a freshman? Faith College or something?
Who's the kid would that be? I mean, Doug's, is it?
No, I don't know.
Could be.
Man, I don't know.
Doug have a kid down
there? Yeah, I'd say that might be.
That very well could be.
Actually, in the paper, they're kind of talking like she might have a little playing time, too. So they got a couple freshmen that might get some playing time.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to have those freshmen playing.
They're good. Carly Stone. Forgot about Stone.
Carly Stone.
Oh, yeah.
She's a good hitter, too.
Yeah, and she's got some height and some obviously
some
smart.
Some bull-tuckers there.
Yeah,
I think we're going to be just fine.
But the whole league's supposed to be rock solid, too.
Yeah, I think.
I think a lot of them lost some stuff.
A lot of studs went out of there, though. I think it should be pretty even,
I think it'll be pretty even.
Yep.
I'd say if we come in Top three?
You can get in top three or top four. That's pretty good.
I mean, you got to figure Coldwater is going to be tough.
Coldwater be good.
Marion's always good. St. Henry's always good.
Sales won state last year, didn't they?
Yeah. Sales.
Yep. Of course, I think they're...
They lost a
few. They're big. They're great, great player that was like player of the year 15 years in a row. It seemed like me, probably won, but seemed like 15 years in a row. She's gone. So
from Brazil
college, yeah.
Yeah. The one girl, she's playing with Kelsey now. Winner girl.
Edge, really?
Yeah. She's going. She's got.
You went there last week. That's where you was at, weren't you?
I'm going this week.
You're going this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going.
Is that their first game?
Actually, they had a weekend. Up in Notre Dame, up at Mishawaka.
How'd that turn out?
Bad weekend for the old UNOHers. They went 0 for 4.
Ouch.
Or 0 for 3, I think. But pretty good competition up there. They'll have pretty good competition down here in Cumberland, too, in Kentucky.
I would imagine.
It'll be interesting.
Well, our volleyball team opens up when? They got like some kind of tournament coming up?
They were set to play last night, but then I think they're supposed to play Missinawa, and I think they just shut everything down when the fair is going on down there.
Yeah, they got moved to a Saturday in September, I think.
Yeah. Now, Saturday is the Mercer Health Invitational.
Salina?
Coldwater.
I think it's Coldwater.
I'm not sure. I was thinking it was at Salina, but
I'm not positive.
I'm not sure.
But I know when Kelsey played, that was always a
good competition.
It's a pretty good competition in there.
I believe that.
Well, I'd have to think that, and I don't think, does it say in there what last year's record was?
You know,
I don't think we actually had a winning record, did we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we did, but I think we were competitive against everybody. We just couldn't.
Coach has a comment of, I want to be over 500, which we haven't done in a while.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, if she was here, you know, we could really quiz her and pick her brain.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
We got two guys that can pick boogers.
Thanks,
Bobby. Good job, bub. You knew she wasn't coming, so you just hit the road.
Yep.
That's good thinking.
Oh, what else we got? Spencer's back here rattling around in the ice.
He's playing in the ice. We talked a little bit about the Reds. Not too exciting.
Yeah, I'm done with them.
We're about done with them. We got the whole month of them
yet. About the Reds.
We got a whole month of that yet.
Yeah. They're starting about every... rookie pitcher that they can possibly bring up, and it's pretty funny how they bring these guys in, and the first game seems like sometimes they pitch pretty good.
They do.
Like that Lamb, I thought he pitched okay.
I thought he pitched pretty good,
last night,
too.
It was just...
Shelled him.
Yeah, killed him.
Yeah.
So they get a little scouting report on him, and they drill him.
It'll be interesting to see what Jockerty does.
Well, the Reds traded Marlon Byrd.
I seen they got another pitcher for him.
Another pitcher. Now, can he play? He can't play in the playoffs, right? What's the deal there? If you go past that, if you go past the deadline.
You know, that's a good question. I'm not. There's something to do with that. If that trade deadline, you can still pick them up, but they can't play in the postseason.
They can't be on the playoff lineup or in the roster. So,
who did Byrd go to?
Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. So,
and his first at bat, he hit a bomb.
Yep, of course.
Pretty cool.
Yep.
Well, we knew he wasn't going to be back next year, so what the heck?
We got
to do something with this shortstop that came in for Cozart, because he's not bad.
He's pretty good. That's what we were talking about, too. Do you put him in left field? Or
I think.
Got to put him somewhere.
Put him out there in left field. Frazier can't hit his way out of a paper bag right now.
He's unbelievable.
All-star break.
He has had back-to-back exact same seasons.
Yep.
It's had great first halves both years. And
goes in the home run derby.
Absolutely horrible.
I will say, that night that he was in the home run derby was probably the neatest night at Cincinnati I've had since the 1990 World Series.
That had to be neat.
That was fun.
That was fun to watch.
That was pretty exciting. But the next night was the All-Star game, and like my good buddy Buppy said, once that game got started, we was ready to go home.
Yeah.
Just really didn't care.
It's kind of hard to get too excited about that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what the Reds can do next year. They're 20 games below 500 this year. I think they're officially out of the old...
they're done. Yeah, wild card, huh?
Yeah, there's no chance they'd have to win every game just to...
That's not happening.
I think Berman said the other night on ESPN that... Who was it? The White Sox was 2 games below 500 in the American League, but only 4.5 games out of the wild card.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you got to...
Who else is
that's
that?
It's wide open.
Washington, their side is... They're way below, too, and they got a chance. I'm trying to think. The East is... Everybody's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just a year where if the Reds could have been 500,
except the Cardinals.
You'd be excited right now, except the Cardinals.
How can the Cardinals win year after year after year?
Every somebody year. Spends on. Money on players.
Yeah, they always get a guy that comes out of nowhere, though. That Waka, he came out of there about 2 years ago, all of a sudden he was fabulous.
They lost their number one ace, so all year. Yeah. And they're still 25, 30 games above 500. That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Well, their fans probably don't put up with mediocre, so.
Kinda. You had a disappointing weekend. Back fans. Back fans took a hit.
Jordy
there.
Nelson.
Jordy Nelson's pretty good.
Blew his ACL out. Man, that's a killer for the Pack.
That's a killer. He's pretty good.
Well, that all that does is.
So are you a stockholder in the Packers?
I do. I have one stock.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah, they
I like it.
Couldn't buy any for a long time, and then they redid their stadium. Did Lambeau about 4 or 5 years ago, so I bought one for me and one for my son, and we got them framed, and so we're stockholders. So it's pretty funny. Every year we get letters owning stock in the Packers, and you can get online and be in the meeting and vote. And
so how many stockholders are there?
Oh,
there has to be a ton.
Gazillions of them.
Gazillion.
You can't sell it.
That's funny.
You can't sell it. You can't give it away.
It's a good promo, though.
It is pretty cool.
For the Pack.
That's awesome. I think it's really cool that the...
Kind of a neat
idea. You would think that they would send everybody a free hat at least once a decade, but that don't happen either.
So. They'll send it to you. You send them $25, that's true. That free hat.
That's true. Send us $26.
We'll $26, that free hat will come right to you.
You ain't kidding. Well, the Packers are going to miss Jordy Nelson, without doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... You lose your number one receiver... That's going to hurt any team. But, McCarthy said, hey, our goal is still to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do what we can do.
You got a good quarterback.
Yeah, well.
That'll make a big difference.
Another injury there. If he gets hurt, say goodnight, Gracie.
They weren't, he wasn't too fired up about the whole preseason.
He hates preseason.
I had an interview with him. Yeah. He wasn't too happy about
He's
it.
Hated preseason ever since he played football. He said it's the dumbest
Those guys thing. Are all... Saying get that thing down to three games at least.
This is crazy. Everybody getting hurt. So, well, and he got hurt on a fluke.
He's out by himself.
Yeah, it wasn't like somebody mad at him or anything. And he just came down goofy and tore his knee. And
tore his knee.
Somebody else got hurt that game. Pittsburgh's center or something.
Yeah.
Was out for the year. Now he did something.
Yeah, I think he was done.
So there's two big studs off of
two or
one off each teeth. You know, that's crazy. But it's football.
Yep.
The Brownies, I watched them the other night a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I watched
can't get too excited about preseason, but the Brownies offense is almost like watching paint dry.
Hey, Johnny Manziel came in.
He didn't look bad.
I didn't think he looked bad. He had a chance to.
He didn't look bad at all.
I thought it was pretty funny there that, how did that work there at the tail end? They jumped off sides one time, and then the Browns turned around and gave it right back to him, and then it ended up being like third and 40 or something, and he was in a rage. Manziel was in an absolute
rage. He wasn't too
happy
about him.
That was pretty funny. But, hey.
So far, he looks like he's actually
better than last year.
Better than last year, yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
He hit the first preseason game. He goes one possession, basically. He goes 7 for 7. Touchdown, looks like world beater.
Greatest ever.
Never did anything the rest of that game. Came back this game and couldn't do anything, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't think I'm going to.
So, I didn't watch any of that. Was he getting protection or the receivers dropping stuff? Or is he is it the quarterback or is it other stuff?
I didn't get to see the first part of it, so I don't know what happened there. It was.
Browns run that offense of, let's run our receivers out to these long routes of like half a yard. Turn around, catch it, and fall down. And they do that 3 times, and then they punt. It's a lot of fun.
Punt away.
Or you can use the running game that falls down at the line and gets no yards to you.
Who's their running back?
They've actually got that Crowell. And then that, I can't think what the guy's name, from West Virginia. He's pretty good, too. He's decent.
Is that their number one draft pick?
West, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't West Virginia either. He's decent. I mean, those two, they both run hard. To combine, they had 1,000 yards last year. So,
right.
But I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But you can't base anything on preseason either.
They start in 2 weeks, right?
Yep. Buckeyes start week from Monday?
Yeah, I think so.
Week from Monday?
They start on a Monday night?
Monday night.
It's a Monday night game.
Yep. Really? Yeah.
Monday night. At Virginia Tech?
Yep. At Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yep. That'd be different.
I got tickets to the Maryland game, October 10th.
Ooh.
Yeah. Going to go down to that. That'll be fun. If I ever get the tickets, I bought the tickets at a cancer benefit thing. And emailed this lady twice now. Haven't got anything back. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Took your money. Said, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you donated to a good cause.
I told Harrison, I said, hey, we're going to Buckeye game. We're all fired up about going, but we need to do this.
Yeah, kind of do.
Them help.
Kind of definitely help. How do you call Ram?
Make sure you kept the receipt.
You probably make you some.
Make sure. The only thing they gave me was, you got the receipt, but this paper that says email this person, and I've emailed it now twice, and nothing.
Not that.
Starting a little nervous about that, but got a little time.
Let's just say that person's busy right now. Maybe they haven't gotten their tickets mail yet.
Is it October? October 10th. Oh, yeah.
Maybe they haven't actually arrived. I don't know how quickly they send the tickets.
I don't think they come out till a week before. So she probably ain't even got them yet. But it'd be nice to get the email back and say, okay, as soon as I get the tickets, I can get them off to you.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It'd be nice to at least recognize you a little bit. I'm fired up about the Bucks, boys. I think this could be it'll be a fun year.
Yeah, and I think, years past, we've been fired up and got really disappointed real quick, but I don't think this is one of those years.
No. Did you happen to watch the Elliott?
Oh, yeah.
30 on 30 or whatever.
The other night.
I enjoyed that. I thought that was neat.
That had to be pretty tough for him.
Oh, I would think so.
Mom and Dad are both big Mizzou fans. They're big college.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Yeah. I had no idea.
I didn't know that until somebody told
Dad played there. Dad played there.
And Mom played
something
else. On the track or something.
Yeah, she was on track team.
I was thinking track or volleyball or basketball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were both. They had her going.
Yeah, they had to be.
They had him going there.
And I bet they had to be chomping at the bit.
It's pretty funny. He was dressed up in that, had the big M on him when he was a baby and stuff. And
yeah.
Now he's got to block out.
I tell you, then they showed that when he actually announced. I think Missouri people thought he was going to Missouri still.
Oh, I'd say.
Because
he had both them hats.
I'm taking my talent stuff.
Yeah.
Ohio State. I'm going to Columbus.
You have to think that he would have to go there.
So you got
to
give Mom and Dad credit. They packed up and moved with him.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. Yeah. They said, okay, we're coming.
Yep. Tell you what, though. I bet that had that's just a ton to do with Urban Meyer. I guarantee you.
Yeah,
I would say
he was going to Missouri. He was going to Missouri. He was going to Missouri. And then Urban came in and said, I think maybe I'll go to Columbus.
I think y'all
after talking to him.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to go there?
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't want to play for Urban Meyer?
Well, Neil, let's get we might as well take a break here.
Take five. Take a drink. Pay some bills. Get a drink.
Yep. We are back and want to welcome a new sponsor we have here with Hastings Auto Sales. And new owner, Harold Feely, who, of course, is in the studio.
Looking forward to it, huh?
Standing ovation from everyone in the studio.
Copy.
And so you took over when?
May 1st.
May 1st was official, but you've...
official, but yeah.
You've been in on stuff for 15 years.
I've been here for 20 years.
20 years. It's been that long?
Yeah.
Really? 20
hard to believe. 20 years.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad. You're 30, so you started when you were 15.
Yeah. I was young. I was very, very young.
So everything's still basically the same, except the different guy signs the checks now?
Yep. I got... actually, Dave Brett's worked at... He worked there for 40 years, I think.
Yeah, long time.
He actually retired and moved on, and Carl is still staying with me and selling cars, and he's going to stick around till at least next year sometime, hopefully. And
yeah, is he basically just buy and sell the cars?
He's doing the buying and selling right now, and eventually if I get... I'm still looking for another mechanic. If I get one, hopefully...
Yeah,
I'll start doing some of the buying and selling. He can kind of show me some of the stuff he does. And
yeah, there's some. There's
that's
a lot
kind
of
where I'd like to be.
Yeah,
I mean,
and a lot of it is getting relationships with those, with the other dealers and knowing who to trust.
It's changed so much over the years. I mean, Carl used to go to the auction 2-3 times a week.
Yeah,
driving down to these auctions now. Mm-hmm. He doesn't hardly ever go. I mean, you can buy everything online, and it's unbelievable. You watch the auctions online and buy the cars, and the
dealers have to have basically a money back guarantee.
Yeah, they pretty much guarantee that the cars
are going to be on that
site. What they say, you know. And
yep.
So that kind of takes a little bit of the scariness out of it. But,
that's a lot better.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think while I was in Garrett's for 13 years up here.
Yep.
Now 20 at Hastings, and now I want to take over, and everything's going pretty good so far.
Yeah, that's...
Town's treated me well, and hopefully we can keep everybody happy and
Hastings
trusting
always,
me. And,
Hastings has always been the number one thing is trust.
That's what I'm hoping.
And you do the job right, and if it isn't right, it gets fixed. And that's the way it's been for years, and you've been in the middle of it. It's not like all of a sudden some stranger comes popping in and doesn't know what's going on. I mean, you've been in the middle of all that extremely
I enjoy
standards.
Talking to the customers.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's nice. That's kind of fun.
Yep. So,
that's part of it. That's the good part of it. Yep. That's the good part of
definitely
it.
Definitely want to thank you for being a sponsor here on Fort Recovery
Looking
Radio.
Looking forward to being on Fort Recovery Radio a little bit here.
Doing a little sports talk here and there. So, we want to get back to whatever we were.
Back to sports talk.
Whatever we were.
What are we talking about now, Cappy?
We were talking about the Reds. We were ready to blow them up.
And the Browns.
We were talking about the Browns. We're ready to blow them up.
And I watched the Bengals Monday night.
Started, yeah.
Bengals got annihilated, so.
Bengals were getting killed by Tampa Bay.
Yeah. We sat down and there was like 3 touchdowns in 2 minutes.
We're ready to blow them up, too.
They were done, too. Ohio football. Other than the Buckeyes.
Other than the Buckeyes and the Indians.
Yep.
The Indians I am looking fun. Forward to. Hey, we got some people looking in through the glass. Check it out.
All right.
We got a wave. We got fans out there.
Was that a wave or is that a one-finger salute?
I think that was a wave.
Oh, okay.
You know, getting back to the Indian football, actually scared the crap out of me tonight. Practice the old cannon tonight.
Did they?
When you're not waiting for that cannon, that thing can rattle your bones a little bit.
That'll shake you up a little
That's
bit.
Awesome.
It's always kind of interesting to watch the opposing team.
Oh,
if they've never been there before, it's awesome.
Name it'll be a classic.
Oh, that's a classic. Yeah, they might have heard about it, but they won't be thinking.
We'll wake them up.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I think that is probably one of the neatest things.
That is
about the Indian football, and they have done it since day one.
Since day one.
Yep. Yep. Give them guys credit.
So
Pork and Harry and them guys, they get down there every week.
It's awesome.
And that sometimes it's not too bad down there, and they've been down there when it was
bad weather.
Yeah.
Cold, nasty.
20 degrees and blowing 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And sit there and watch a shutout, and it's really bad.
Yeah, never have to light the wick.
Don't even get to light the wick. That's not good.
That's a bummer.
But, I've been lighting the wick pretty good here lately.
I tell you, Neil and I had the pleasure this baseball season here to talk to Wes a little bit. Wes Winning, is a great kid.
He is
one of the best.
He's a neat
ever.
He is a great kid.
And I was watching tonight out there. He's just so smooth on the football field.
He's good looking for sure.
So he's going to be one of those kids that's going to surprise some teams. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah.
Even though he was honorable mention All State or something crazy like that, but
he was preseason all.
He's preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard to surprise him, but
he's going to have some double teams this year.
And then, like, when Coach Niekamp was here last week, we talked about he started naming the receivers. There was, of course, Wes, who's going to be number one. Tanner Cook. Who was the other two? Speedy.
Sheffer kid.
Speedy and Sheffer. Speedy and Sheffer. And I'm thinking there'd be a lot of teams that would love to have whoever you figure is the fourth best out of that one. I don't know who that would be. It probably isn't West, but the other three are all
number two.
And almost any team would love to have one of those guys.
You know who was catching some passes tonight, and he was lined up in the slot, wasn't really in the backfield, was Andrew.
Was he?
He was catching something.
Now, that don't surprise me.
Who's that?
Andrew.
Andrew Stocker was catching something.
Stocker boy.
Yep. And I thought, geez, you get him the ball over the middle.
Yeah, he's like
behind
Big
the
Red.
Linebacker.
He's like Big Red was for Bobby Hoying.
He's fast. I mean, Brent kind of said that last week. He said that there'll be some formations where they'll go 3 tight ends, which is he's one of them, and they kind of line him up in the backfield, so he'll be blowing holes open.
I'm a running back. I'm just putting my hand on his back saying, let's go, boys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll follow you.
Grab a belt loop and let's go.
Yeah. Coach Niekamp kind of insinuated they were going to have a lot of times when there'd be 4 or more receivers, and if you go double team Wes,
somebody's got to be open.
Somebody with great hands is going to be open.
Yeah. Somebody's going to
catch
passes.
You are going to get burned.
Well, Marty's got to figure out who it is.
Yeah. Yep.
find him. So
yep, and he will. He was sharp last year.
Good looking quarterback.
They say he's.
I think Marty's
a lot better this year than last year, and he was great last year.
That'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I am too. But we got a couple. Actually, we got Anna at home. I saw that.
Yep.
We got St. Henry at home.
Yes, sir.
So those are teams we got to get at home.
We have to get
Spencer's got. We got one, Spencer. We got Marion over there, which I thought we had them at home this year, but we played them at home last year. I remember we got them.
We had.
Yeah, we got them down.
Yeah. There was head.
Yeah, we got them down.
We were ahead, I think, three times.
It was about 14.
We were ahead
7-0.
We were ahead 7-0. They tied it up. We were ahead 14-7. And I don't remember if we got to 21 before they did.
I don't think so.
I think after that, it got ugly.
Yeah, I think they got mad.
Yeah,
I think
when
they woke up.
Said, yeah, when we
man.
Got to 21, I said to whoever's standing there with me, I said, Marion's first team defense won't have 21 points scored on them the rest of the year, including the playoffs, and they did not.
And they did not?
Did not
right?
have 21 points scored. They did not have 3 touchdowns scored the rest of the year on their first team
total.
Defense.
That was
total.
A pretty good team.
Total.
Wow. They're just there. That's just crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what else are we going to talk about? Fraser, what else we got tonight? We got covered the Buckeyes. Fabulous.
Fabulous Buckeyes.
What else? Covered the volleyball. Looking forward to them coming out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We covered NFL. We got a couple years. We got a couple weeks for that, yeah?
Yeah.
We got. How about golf? Tiger
came out, played pretty good.
What the heck?
How about the triple?
Oh, he had the
kaboom
triple. On that 11. I thought, oh, are you kidding me? He was just clubbing it back and forth across there. I was thinking, wait a minute. Now that's me.
No, you've never done that. I've done that a bunch of times.
Went,
I don't think you've done
he
that.
He went from being 2 back to,
oh, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, we won't see you on TV until you finish out your par putt on 18.
That's exactly when you next time we're going to see Tiger is on 18.
Seeing 7 holes.
Picking the ball out of his cup.
I tell you, that's a shame. I was kind of rooting for him, but on the other hand.
Although Davis Love, that was pretty neat, too.
Third oldest PGA
50,
event. That's pretty damn
neat.
51, yeah.
51 in 4 months or something.
Yeah, a lot of times they quit playing on the PGA so they can play in the senior.
And some of those guys, yeah, and he does.
Yeah.
And he does. But he came back to play, and he came back to, actually I didn't know it, but he came back to play with Tiger. And Tiger said, Davis, well, you're hitting the ball. Why don't you think about winning this tournament? And he did. So, pretty crazy.
So, Tiger helped him win it. Like,
yeah.
Tiger's still in it.
Yeah, Tiger probably got a pay cut on that.
Yeah, probably.
Took a little money off of it. I'm sure he's hurting for money, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I'd say he's probably struggling.
He's struggling a little bit. Not making as much as he was, but he's probably okay.
Probably banked enough.
Yeah.
So, if he would have got second in that tournament, he would have made the cut.
Could have played this weekend.
For the tournament champions.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Ah, dang it. I thought
he was right there.
He was right there.
But there's some really good young golfers out there.
Oh man,
they don't have quite the whatever it is, the charisma that Tiger had that just drew people to him and make him millions upon millions.
I don't know
if
you noticed that we watched him.
But there's some good players.
We turned it on. Actually, it was on the Golf Channel, and Harrison and I was watching it, and they were talking about 35,000 people in his gallery. That guy that was playing with him, what the heck was his name? Was it something Scott?
No,
that sounds right.
Scott Brown.
Okay. Yeah. He had never played with him before, and he said, you know, I got to get used to all these people moving, because as soon as Tiger would putt out or something and he had to finish, I mean,
everybody takes off. Yeah.
And it's actually, they said it was even more trouble for the group ahead.
Is that right?
Because,
people running up while
they're
trying to finish.
People are running while they're trying to hit their shot. But no, they haven't had that couple years.
Oh yeah, that's what they were saying. How, like this tournament, he hasn't played in this tournament forever.
No,
and they were just kind of saying, "Oh, we got to get Phil Mickelson and him to come out here."
Right.
It's amazing when they come out here how many more tickets they sell.
It's unbelievable.
It don't matter whether
as long as he plays
with his putter all the way around.
That's right. As long as
people
are
still going to follow him.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was kind of thinking too. We kind of talked a little bit about the football. I don't know if you're through with the golf, but the running backs we have this year.
Oh, we got
Kyle
Willie.
Schraer took off on a couple on Friday night.
Yeah, on Friday night he did.
Oh my goodness,
he's a good athlete.
He looked just like Cole Hull did last year. He would hit that hole and make that cut and make a juke, and somebody would miss him, and he is flying down that field.
Nobody going to catch him.
Nope. Nope. Was unbelievable. Then Will Homan, after Kyle got done, Will Homan did the same thing a couple of times. I mean, it is really – our running backs are –
It's going to be fun to watch.
Of course, I was watching against what I would consider a pretty bad team.
Weak team,
mediocre at the best. So be interesting to see what a great defense when there's several of them in our league, a lot of them on our schedule. It'll be real interesting what happens there. But, you know, last year when Cole Hull would go out for a couple of breaks, Kyle was, you know, he's pretty good.
Well,
he was really good.
I read in the paper there where they were thinking that potentially Kyle might have been our go-to guy last year, but the way the way Cole stepped up.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, how could you not?
Right.
The ball
absolutely.
As much as he.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he broke records. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, I never worried at all when Cole was out and Kyle was in, because he could do basically the same thing.
Yeah.
And he's a little quicker this year and a little stronger this year.
Oh, sure.
So
I had Code came home Thursday and they scrimmaged Coldwater.
Cody's coaching with
eighth grade.
He's the eighth grade coach.
Okay. And it's amazing. I mean, when he went through, I mean, we were 500, and that's the best team we'd had forever. And both our teams beat Coldwater.
Our seventh grade
annihilated them.
Really?
Yeah. He said, it's amazing, isn't it? But he's been coaching now 3 years, I think, and they've been over 500 every time.
Yeah.
I mean, the one year where they were undefeated, I think that might have been Andrews.
Yeah, I think
when he was in eighth grade, I think, or seventh grade, they were undefeated. It's amazing how much better our program is getting.
Well, they said it would take a long time. Now, we never thought it would take this long, I don't think. But
no, I didn't
maybe
think
it's
either.
Here. Maybe it's here that to stay. That when we go out, we expect to compete with anybody.
We're starting to expect to win. Yeah. And like Brent said the other week, you know, he has a coaching staff that is
very.
There's only two guys that aren't Fort Recovery have played with him, had played for him,
Toby,
or played for Fort Recovery.
Toby and Smoke.
No, the two guys that hadn't been were.
Blockburger and
the two guys that hadn't been. Yeah, the whole staff, other than two guys,
Fort Recovery boys,
have played Fort Recovery football.
It has to be.
Which is kind of neat.
Most of them played for him.
And most of them,
probably all of them,
had played for him,
so they know the program.
Block, and who's the other one?
He might have been talking about Zach Sudoff.
There's
still another one?
No, it's our baseball coach. I can't even think of
his name. Oh, yeah. Me either. I can't think of his name.
Ike.
Yep.
He coaches. Okay. He's a head coach down at junior high.
Gotcha.
But he does a good job down there too. Well, that'll be exciting.
I mean, that's
defense. I think our linebackers are going to be Jason Reisner and Ross Homan. Small, but you know,
probably that Atchison.
And then Atchison.
Right? He's good, strong, big kid.
Yeah, big line though. We got some big boys.
But you know, one of our best linebackers in a while was Ross Overman. He was 5'6".
Now
he was a beast.
Here's one for you. I play golf on Monday night with Kenny and Frankie and Cody,
mm-hmm.
and they start talking about that 08 team with Lucas and Chuck Shire.
Yeah, big fellas.
And Frank said, there's no way this team beats our team. I said, well, I don't know. I said, they're pretty good.
Well,
I said, yeah, I mean, those guys would be tough to handle.
Beating our team, beating our team as on the scoreboard, or beating our defense?
On the scoreboard.
Really?
That'd be interesting. That was a good team. I just don't know.
He might be a little biased.
Oh, yeah. He played on it.
Yeah.
Although he still holds the record for the greatest hit I've ever seen.
He had some good ones.
I mean, that one he did against Anzalea, I thought that for sure that was going to be ambulance time. But that was awesome. But
They had four or five really good football players. But
who was their quarterback? Was Greg their quarterback?
Greg.
It's hard to argue with that, but
yeah, pretty good team back
then. So what did they do?
What did they finish? 500?
500. They may have made. They might have made 6-4. They didn't make playoffs. It's probably 500.
I think that might have been the year that if we'd have went and beat St. Henry, I'd say Henry would have got in.
Yeah. And actually, I think that year, was it that the year that what we got beat by Anna and we were driving and Greg threw a pick, I think, because his contact fell out. Couldn't see.
Probably. Could have been.
It was unbelievable.
At Anna?
It was here.
It was here.
It was here.
I remember the game he had against Delphi St. John. That was a classic.
That was
triple
a classic.
Overtime. Yeah. That was the neatest game of football I've ever seen, I think.
I'll never forget. Lucas must have went to him and told Greg on the last play where we went for two, follow me. Come with me. He said, we're going to the end zone. He goes, you don't need to go anywhere, but right behind me. We're going in. We're going to beat these guys.
That's pretty neat. That was a big upset.
Oh, yeah, that's the first time we ever beat Delphus.
Yeah. And they came in here thinking they were going to come
and they thought they were pretty good.
Fun,
yeah.
Bus ride home. And
yeah.
We took them to three extra sessions and see you later, boys.
Yeah. Sent them home.
Yeah, that's funny.
Let's take another real quick break here.
Quick break, Dan.
Quick break. We'll come back in our 10 minutes or so.
We'll take a breath.
We've got to talk high school golf. Our high school golf.
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about it.
Yeah. Yep. They're doing pretty well, too.
Not doing too bad. Hey, we're back here live at Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee Sports Talk. Tonight's special guest, Davey Kapp.
Hey, good to be here.
Doing a great job. We're going to move over to the old high school golf team.
We're awesome.
We ain't too bad.
We got guys shooting in the 30s.
Like guys in the 30s. I never shot in the 30s ever. High school golf.
You just got done telling me you had a 67 one time on 9 holes.
Yeah. Dave was telling me how one of the girls shot a 67.
From Minster, not
from Minster, not our girls, but a girl from Minster shot 67. I think first time I played, Bubba got me out there, and we played Union City, and I think I had 67 on 9.
Pretty solid, though.
It was a solid 67.
I missed a putt for 66.
Yeah, I could have had a 66.
No, he missed 10 putts for a 57.
Yeah, he missed a lot of putts that day. A lot of close ones. A lot of lippers.
We're led by probably Chase and Jackson Hobbs, a couple seniors.
Yep.
Coming in. I think Chase made her to the regionals we were talking about last year. Mm-hmm. And Jackson was close. He just missed a cut, I think. So they got a reasonable chance, probably.
I think Micaiah Cox has been hitting the ball pretty well.
There's that Austin Fowler's playing. Yeah, yeah. Chad Fowler's boy. Chad's boy. On the team.
Calvin Rammel. I think who else they had?
My boy's thinking about playing golf next year. He could probably go out there and tie at 67.
Oh, yeah, he can take me.
I believe he can get 67.
He can kick my butt.
We're missing somebody that's big. We're missing somebody.
Yeah, there's one more, I think, too.
Yeah, I can't remember who it is. I'm trying to look it up here because I was in the paper last night, and I thought, yeah, that's a pretty good score. Somebody shot mid-40s, and
we played, I think it was my junior year, and Bubba got me to play. We never won a match.
That was your first year playing?
Yeah, we never won a match. Me, Mongo. Oh,
Nick Littmer, I think.
Nick Littmer.
There you go.
God, how do you forget him?
I know.
I can see why we tried to forget Bags, but don't want to forget Nick.
But
he's a pretty good all-around athlete, anyway.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, he is. We never won a match, but we ended up... Houston was horrible, too. They never won a match. So we go to...
Game on.
So we beat them. So they came back our senior year and played us at the Elks. And they hadn't won a match again. They were horrible. And they beat us.
Oh.
Oh, they left. They left the Elks beeping their horns. We're number one. Hanging out the car windows. That was the only time ever a golf team ever did that.
You know what?
They were fired up.
They probably still talk about it.
Oh, yeah. That was Mick and me and Chester and Bubba.
That should have been good.
Oh, Now we take them. In. Back then, we couldn't beat anybody.
That's funny.
We played at... I think it was called the Lost Creek in Lima. That's where our sectional
I've
was
heard
at.
Of that.
That's where our sectional was at. Now, there's probably, in our sectional, there was probably, I'm guessing, 30 teams, 35 teams. And they had the big board up, you know, where all the teams were placed.
Really?
FR last.
No.
Dead last.
Boys. God.
I think Jeff McClurg might have led us with 117.
No way.
We were horrible.
He was our
Oh. He was our ace.
He was a medalist at Buck 17.
About 117 on 18 holes.
That's good shooting.
Well, yeah, we were pretty good.
Here's the worst part of that. You guys aren't using this to your advantage. That's one of the biggest sandbag things I've ever seen in my life, because you're all really good golfers. You ought to look up those guys that you played against and say, you remember when you beat me?
Yeah, let's have a little nerve. Let's have a rematch.
Let's try that again. I think
let's
you can
try a rematch.
I haven't played since 84.
Yeah, let's have a rematch.
See what I can do.
My arm felt bad that day, or I'd have beat you.
That's right.
I don't think you would have. Yep, I could have beat you.
Well, I lost by 100 strokes.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Well, have them give you 30 and take them on.
Well, you watch the papers, though. There's. I mean, it's pretty steady. Kids are shooting in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Back in, did anybody shoot in the 70s when you played?
No, heck no.
I was going to say.
I remember seeing the other day a freshman, and I can't remember who it was for. Shot 38 or 39.
Oh, these kids are rising. I mean, they're out there playing. Of course, I didn't play golf until after I graduated.
I didn't play in high school.
That's what I mean.
Bubba came and got me out of study hall in my junior year. That's
just
time
to fill
the
roster. Playing.
Yeah, just to fill a roster. They didn't have enough. They didn't have five people.
Who would have been? Yeah. And Yosi was our stud then.
No, Jeff Yakish was our stud.
Jeff Yakish was the best.
He was probably the best. He was the only one that actually had played. But that team, the first year I played, was Mongo and me and Bubba and Jeff McClurg and Jeff Yakish.
Now, did you take the Shaggy Mobile over there?
Oh,
did
you? Oh, yeah.
Mystery van?
Mr. Perks by Perky's. The old Nash, we took it over there.
You couldn't possibly took a bus.
Oh, we got out. It was classic. We get out of that car, people would look at us and start laughing. We were embarrassed to get out of some of the cars we got in. Like, he always had Studebakers. He had Nash. Yeah. They're great cars.
Yeah. Why did he not know that he could get a real car? He always drove them things.
He always had the neatest stuff.
What's up with that? If it didn't weigh 17 ton, he didn't want it.
Nope. Oh, man.
I do remember that old Nash.
The old Nash, yep.
Was that one of those little Nash Ramblers?
It's an upside down bathtub.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I should have.
You have a gigantic bathtub and turn it upside down, put some wheels on it.
That's a good way to put it.
That's where we went to our golf matches then.
You know, I mean, you have an old car like that. Nobody expects it to be all waxed up and looking pretty, and that's the hell it wasn't.
It wasn't. Oh, shoot. Yeah, well. It was fun.
Girls golf. Joe Bubba's a coach there, but...
Joe Bubba?
I don't know.
I think Bonnie's daughter. She's pretty good, I think. I think Tori. Corey Stone.
Stone. Huh?
Probably, is Mike Tinn's girl still playing, or is she graduate?
No, she's playing.
She was decent last year.
Yeah. Thank you. Those are the seniors. There's four seniors. Now I got to think who that is.
Bonnie. Jenny.
Man, I'm missing one. Plain as day.
Text us.
They're buds. Yeah,
somebody text us.
Somebody help us out. We don't know.
Give them your text number there. So
Corey Stone, 493-852-3599.
Gosh dang.
Chuck's in the house.
Chuck is in the house.
Chucky Roar's in the house. Nope, I do not know.
So the whole place is safe now that Chuck's here. We're good to go. It's not going to blow up.
Absolutely
going to blow. Well, Fraser, I don't know what else you want to talk about tonight, brother.
I know. We're going to short night tonight, probably.
It could be. Let's see. What else we...
We're going to expand our horizons a little bit.
Well, is there...
You know, Sunday, I'm at home doing paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my paperwork day. Listening to some great music on Fort Recovery Radio.
Yep.
So I turn them on Sunday morning as I get in the office. Plays all day long. Went to the bathroom, came back, and I'm listening to a Made Rights competition.
And that played right that played right before this too. We were
we just had it on here before you got
had it on Sunday night and then Monday night and then tonight.
Well,
we were down to six people listening to it tonight, so we're not going to do it anymore.
I think that's a good idea, because I listened to it only because I was too lazy to actually turn the channel. But if I remember right, the Beaver won, right?
Beaver won it.
Now, what was the rules there? You had to eat.
You're supposed to eat seven Made Rights in 7 minutes.
Whoever finished first, if they got them in 5 minutes or whatever, they were the winner. But anybody that finished in seven got a T-shirt. Well, Beaver was the winner, and he made it by 10 seconds.
He barely made it, and he's the only one that got under 7 minutes.
So they went to 10 Seriously? Minutes. Yeah, well, they were really, really dry.
They were really dry.
Because of the rides. Dark County Fair, they would not allow us to get them fresh. They had to go get them at 1:30 in the afternoon, and they sat in a roaster and got really dry.
Oh, they dried out. It was unbelievable.
Beav actually said on the recording, it's in the archives. Yeah. Chuck has it in the archives for us, but he says it's like eating paper towels.
He says like eating 7 paper towels. It's unbelievable.
Well, I was going to say, I knew I could eat 7 Majorites in 7 minutes.
Yes, you could, but you couldn't eat in 2 of those in 10 minutes.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
You'd had to force them down.
I'm sitting there. I'm announcing it. So yeah, I'm standing there watching these guys, and I said, go. You know, I thought, somebody's going to eat one in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Just gobble it. They all took a bite, and they're all chewing. I'm like, is everybody taking 32 bites?
Boys, what's going on here? I think on the first sandwich that it was either Beav or
it was probably
Chocolate
50 seconds.
Thunder, one of those guys, drank a half a bottle of water trying to get the first bite down.
Oh, really? Yeah,
bad it was just dry.
Who's Chocolate Thunder?
Nate Henry
from Cooper's. Big boy. Heard that say it a couple times.
Yeah,
I thought, who the hell's Chocolate Thunder?
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. Probably 6'5 or 6'6, 320.
Yeah, he's giant. He's a big
guy. Big man. Big, you know, big old happy man.
Did he get his 7 down?
10 minutes.
Yeah, took him 10 minutes, he got him. Yep.
They did this, and I'm standing over top of them thinking, well, I can win this competition. I just don't understand. These guys can't eat. So then the girl that was in it, the Stockler girl, she's had like 5 left. So Bubba goes down and reaches and grabs 2 of them and throws me one. And he takes 1. And we start eating them. I couldn't even eat it.
Was that bad?
Oh, it took me 20 minutes. I was chewing and chewing. I'm like,
well, they both took a bite at the same time.
I said, no wonder how long.
And I edited
taking.
Almost 2 minutes out of the recording because nobody could say anything.
Oh, you're just chomping away?
Seriously.
I threw a quarter of it away. I said, I ain't eating this thing.
I took one bite out of it.
I would never throw a major right away.
No. I was going to say.
No. But I'm sitting there listening to it. You got to let them put everything on. They got to have mustard. They got to have everything.
They lube it up.
They were plain nothing.
They were just plain major.
But even then, if they'd have been fresh, it wouldn't have been
fresh, you still would have ate them fast.
The bun would have been soft, and you'd have just scarfed them.
Now, the bun was, I would say, fairly soggy, but everything was just so, I don't know.
Meat was dried up.
It was different.
Yeah, it was interesting, to say the least.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Then Billy had his cars. They took all the oil out of 3 cars, and one of them ran 1 hour and 15 minutes, never did blow up, just kept running.
And we don't know when it quit because the band started up, and so nobody heard when it stopped.
Well, actually, Curtis went out and shut it off.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I was interfering with the band.
Yeah.
So did they rev it up or just start it and let it out?
Oh, they put a brick on it. Brick on the gas pedal.
Isn't that a Ford Pinto, that one?
No. Ford Pinto?
No. No, it's a Chevy Celebrity.
Chevy Celebrity.
What? Yeah. He ran for
1 hour and 15 minutes, never did blow up.
One guy said,
they went out and shut it off.
I'm thinking about giving them $200 to go turn it off, and I'll just buy it from them and drive it for a couple of years.
Drive it home.
Actually, it was...
It wasn't knocking? It wasn't...
No, not making any... It just sounded like a big old weed whacker out there.
The mufflers were screwed up and all that stuff, so it was making noise, but it wasn't engine noise.
Nope. Only one of them actually made noise. It knocked a little bit, but the other one, I think, just stalled. I don't even think it blew up. I think it just died.
Put some oil on and drive it out?
Yeah.
I think it ran out of fuel.
That's pretty funny.
That's classic.
He never knows when to... Had a great band. I've never heard that band before. Rastus,
they're good. They're all over the place, and they're pretty good.
They play a little bit of everything.
I thought it was a 4-man band, but it's 3.
That's the Overman boy. Our football
Ross.
Player. Rossi? He's a drummer.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
He's good.
He could have... If he wasn't the linebacker, he could have been the baton twirler. He was twirling those drumsticks.
He's pretty good with them.
Is that right?
Oh my God! Yes, he'd embarrass whoever was our baton twirler. He's flipping those drumsticks.
He's a little fella. He's a little guy.
They're all little in that band.
About 5'6", 5'8".
But he's a drummer.
Actually, I never heard any numbers, Neil, but I think that turned out to be a heck of a...
Yeah, we had...
That was a nice deal.
My best guess is when the band started, we had already quit taking money, but I'm going to guess there was at least a couple of hundred people there. Well, there's probably over 100 watching
the... Was it a fundraiser for something? Or
it's community club.
Community club ran.
Yep.
I think they took over 1,000 at the gate, so that's good.
Yep.
That turned out to be kind of a neat.
And Made Right. Give Made Right a little plug. They gave us $500.
They threw in $500 just to do their. They wanted to.
When Bill said we're doing a Made Right eating contest, they thought that was the greatest thing ever. Apparently, nobody's ever thought of that.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah. A sanctioned one. A lot of times people go down there, two or three guys go down and see who can eat the most, but apparently this is the first time they've ever done
this. This one was sanctioned.
sanctioned. By who? I don't know.
And here's, sanctioned. Here's the topper.
Sanctioned eating contest. Where's that little Mexican dude? Not that little Japanese guy. He probably can be there next year.
Yep. I didn't see the shirt, but apparently Bubba's idea was Beav got the championship shirt. And the little kids all chewed gum and put it on the shirt, just like they do on the wall.
I got a whole bag of gum. Yeah. Told all the kids to chew it and put it on his shirt.
That's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
That was pretty funny.
My wife won't go there. She thinks that's the grossest thing ever, all that gum.
Well, it kind of is, but...
Whatever. I go there.
Just go in the other door.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta love them. That's good. That's good.
So that was a pretty good thing. And, of course, he filled the car full of mortars. I think he said he had 38 mortars inside that car. He lit them all off, and for a while they were going off one at a time. Then about 10 or 15,
they went off. It never did really blow anything up, though.
And it started screaming. I mean, it started whistling like crazy.
So you set fireworks off in a car?
Yeah, big time fireworks.
He had some fireworks in there.
And saw him post on Facebook the next day. Well, next year. That thing's going to blow up. Good. Don't know what I'm going to have to do. Somebody else put on their about that Tannerite.
I was thinking of that today. You know,
that's not a good idea.
He should have just went and got a bunch of aerosol cans and just filled the whole thing up with aerosol cans and fireworks. There'd have been a lot of booming going on.
Blew the hood right off that puppy.
He's, it'd have been a classic.
I think he said that next year we're going to put gas in with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
That's a good thing.
But he wasn't sure what was going to happen.
What could go wrong here?
Well, it's 100 yards away from anybody, so
they go down there.
Too bad.
And Bill, on the cars, this is the cars. They got no oil in them. Bill's got all the hoods open on them, and he's got them pointing right at all the people.
Oops.
So they fired up. First, Todd Homan goes out and says, Bill, you want to close them hoods in case something blows up. He said, they might go flying out of there. Well, yeah, that probably would be a good idea. He does that, and then a little bit later, somebody else comes and said, you might want to turn them wheels so in case something falls into gear, takes off, and don't run over all of us. Yeah, that's probably a good idea, too. So he said they turned the wheels just in case, but nothing did anything. I was laughing. Bill's like,
well, that'd have been something.
Hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, that'd have been a classic.
Wow.
Instead of blowing up, it drops in
falls
drive.
Falls into gear, takes off.
Nobody in there driving.
Everybody just running.
Well, as long as everybody got out of the tiki bar and he just blew through his tiki bar, that'd be okay.
Oh, man. I tell you, what a classic.
That ain't bad.
But only Bill would think of only stuff like that, man.
That was a classic.
That boy ain't right.
No, he ain't right. That's for damn sure.
But I think all the great things he's come up with,
he has some
crazy
ideas.
Nobody's got her feeling.
No, yet.
That's pretty good.
Serious. He did the Haunted Haven that time.
We had some bruises and bumps on that.
I had some broken bones. Yeah, I had a couple broken bones.
No lawsuits. We'll go there.
No.
Didn't get a lawsuit out of it somehow.
That's good.
They're pretty sure there's going to be one, but there wasn't.
Nope.
Whoever that was, thank you very much.
Yep. Appreciate that.
I think did volunteer to pay the hospital bills.
Community Club, we're up to... What's our
$4,000
grand now on the old
Queen of Hearts?
Queen of Hearts. It's too late for me to get in there.
It's not tonight. It's first and third Monday.
Yeah, it's next week, I think.
Where are you doing that?
Or the week after?
Bowling Alley or Tin Man?
Yeah, I guess it would be next week.
Next week.
I can't remember which one. I think it'll be the Bowling Alley.
It's probably Bowling Alley. It was over here last time.
Yeah, because what they do.
You got to be present, right?
Yep.
Yes. You get some of it, I think, if you're. Not present, but the actual meeting is at Tin Man's on the third Wednesday, but on the first Wednesday of the month they have just a get together and drawing at at the bowling alley at Miracle Lanes. Mm-hmm. So
good club. I'm not sure how they do it. If you join now, you wait like a week or two and then you can get in.
Well, I think they had talked about it, and we usually have our sports talk when there's a meeting. It's hard to get all the information, but I know they were trying to. Talk about how if somebody got in now, if they could pay a penalty of some sort.
Yeah, and still get in.
And still get in for the $4,000. Because what they don't want is somebody just popping in.
I don't
in.
Think a guy can pop in there and throw a buck in the kitty and win the $4,000. I don't think that's ready.
Yeah, they, when it got to 1,000, they decided that wasn't going to happen. But I don't know what provision they made. And again, maybe somebody can text us and let us know, but I don't know what it is.
Good club.
Yours is 419-852-3599.
Mine's 419-234-2976.
If somebody knows.
From P-Dog. P-Dog, where you at? I can't believe P-Dog hasn't texted.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be on vacation.
Well.
Let's be on vacation.
He has to be.
Hey, Red scored.
Ooh.
Hey, we're only down 10 to 1
now. First time in 3 weeks.
Yep. Frazier scored. Dodgers are ahead 6-1. Bottom of the 7th. Good job, guys.
Yeah, they're
scoring well now. That's right on.
They went a long time without getting shut out, and now it's just shut out every week.
Well,
every day, right.
I mean, you know, if you're 20 games below 500, what the hell's 21?
Yep.
So we got Homer coming back next year, right?
Yeah.
Who else got hurt this year?
Who's our ace right now, by the way?
Right now, I couldn't even name half of them.
I don't even know who's pitching.
Eddie Iglesias. He's probably the best-looking pitcher.
I think he is. Is he our ace right now?
He's probably our ace.
I mean, think about the beginning of the year. We had... I mean, at one point, we thought we was going to have Johnny Cueto, Homer Bailey, Latos, Mike Leake, and Cingrani. None of those guys are pitching.
They're all gone. Adios.
That's incredible.
Somehow. That sounds pretty good, too. I mean,
yeah, think about that. And say, man, our starting pitcher is tough.
Should have been tough.
But
not so tough.
I can't even watch him anymore. I'm done with him. I have a hard time turning it on. I turned it on Sunday.
There's just nothing to watch
for a little bit. It's just, you don't know any of them. And
there's nothing to, I mean,
it's not very good baseball.
No. Yeah, unless you're rooting for the other team.
Yeah.
Well, and you got to think about, you know, how much money they're spending on Votto, Phillips, Bruce.
Yeah.
And those guys are out there doing their thing, but, hell, they can't win the games for you.
Right. Votto's having a good year, and actually... Phillips
played good.
Yeah, he's played pretty good too.
Bruce has been a bummer. It's time for him.
Yeah, but he'll come and go. He'll be over for a week, and then he'll get home runs.
I think we're gonna cut ties there.
Yeah. I think it's time to cut.
Well, I think they were trying to trade him before the deadline.
Only anybody wants him.
But yeah,
he's really reminding me of that guy that played right field before him that we traded to Cleveland. That was that. I said his name. No, Stubbs went to Cleveland too. But it's a blonde haired guy. Play with Adam Dunn. I'll think of it.
Kearns?
Austin Kearns.
Yeah.
Austin Kearns.
Yep.
Yeah, they had Dunn and Kearns as the two dynamic duo.
Yeah,
and they were when they were playing minor leagues, they were awesome. They played great.
Kearns came up to the major leagues and just batted like 400 the first month.
Yep. Yep.
He said, well, you think I'm good? Wait till you see my buddy.
Yep.
And then Dunn came up and hit 50 home runs.
Yeah, yep. Dunn came up and hit 50 home runs, and then that was it.
And that was it.
And then they figured out how to pitch to him, and
he struck out all the time. Actually, I seen... the leader of the longest hitting streak in baseball right now, Edwin Encarnacion.
Oh, my God.
He was the worst player we ever had, and now he is the best baseball player out there.
He is leading their team in RBI. I mean, he's unbelievable.
He's top five home runs. He's top five
but
in
batting. But I can never get excited about that guy playing third base.
Oh, he's horrible.
He just
plays first,
moped around. Oh, does? Plays first base?
Yep. He moved.
Oh, my God.
Somebody at Cincinnati should have thought of that.
Should have moved him over there.
Well, we got a good first baseman.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and talk about a couple extra things here, and then we'll maybe shut her down or keep
Sounds
on
good.
Going. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hey, we're back here getting ready to close it up for another night of Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee Show. Davey, appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
Filling in for the big fella.
Always a pleasure.
We did a little talking about everything.
We covered a lot of sports here tonight.
Yep. I think...
Nobody texted in, so we must have been perfect.
We must have been really
Nobody
good.
Nobody raised any cane with us.
You just said that, Rocker. Just texted
Rocker what?
Justin Verlander, no-hitter going into the eighth.
I love
All
Justin
right,
Verlander.
Rocker, that boy. Good update. That's a good update. Next week, I'm not sure who our guest is going to be. We may try her again, see if we can get her in.
Yep. It is volleyball season, so maybe.
But we'll have stats next week for the football game.
Yep.
And we'll have stats for the volleyball.
Yeah, we'll have a real game under our belt.
We'll have a belt in, or one game in. We'll
You're
be able to talk about it a little
week?
Bit.
Next Wednesday, you might want to send in for me.
I'll wait till Bubba calls me, and I'll tell him I'll be here. I'll tell him I'll show up. Yeah, I'll be there, and then I'll text him about 7:55. I'm out.
Yeah, I can't make it.
Forgot.
I'm at the casino.
We'll settle him up.
So, Dave, you're doing the stadium announcing for the at Baron Boogie Field.
How exactly did Bob? That was another thing Bubba got me into. Volunteered me for that one.
He'll do
just fine.
Yeah.
You'll be awesome.
I will be all right.
Yep. If he's spotting awesome for you, you'll be just fine. It'll work just fine.
I'll be listening to her at FR Radio in Cumberland, Kentucky next week.
Yep, that's in Williamsburg, Kentucky.
Watching my daughter play some volleyball.
Williamsburg, Kentucky.
Williamsburg.
Exit 11.
Perfect.
On 75.
I'll be there.
Yeah, the... let's see, I think Mr. Hobbs is going to have Jeff Reisner with him on Fort Recovery Radio. Fort Recovery Radio is doing that one. Then we'll be simulcasting WCSM the next week, and then we'll be doing the following two. Yep. And the rest of the season will be simulcast with WCSM or WPGW.
So, that'll work.
But every game...
You will not get shut out of Fort Recovery football.
On Fort Recovery Radio. So, whether it's our broadcast team, it'll probably be Mr. Hobbs and Bubba. But Bubba's going to be helping Dave with the... With the spotting for the
Friday night for sure
stadium.
Yeah,
somebody's gonna have to help me. That could be a real mess.
Well, no, it'll be a beefcake.
Yep,
I ain't worried.
You got a good seat, anyhow.
Yeah, it's one of the best. Well, it won't be raining,
really
but
for you.
But
are you guys wet out there?
Hey, looks like it's really wet.
It's dry in here,
not up here. Yeah, that is a really good place to watch.
Yeah, it's gonna be beautiful.
Really good place to watch from. So.
All right, that's it for me.
All right, but we're shutting her down.
Copy, we've had enough. We will see you next week.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians. Now we send you back to the studio for regular programming.